hi, what is up, and welcome back to another episode of the Let's Get Aloha Spirit podcast. I am your host, Kyla Nicole, the creator of getalohaspirit.com, a website where I talk about all things positivity and a bunch of other cool stuff. Today, we're going to be talking about the environment and more specifically ways that you can make a positive impact on the environment and being more sustainable. I would say in the past year or so, I have really stepped up my sustainability game because I've learned and I've researched and I've become more aware of the importance of working towards keeping our environment, you know, safe and saving our environment. And I will say that the unfortunate thing, there is certain bits of sustainable living that does get a little bit pricier. So that's why today I am going to share things that you can do to help out the environment that are simple, easy, and affordable. So without further ado, let's get right on into it. So first I'm going to start off with, if not one of the most important ones, if the most important one is it's actively trying to not use single-use plastics. And this is one that I have really, really, really honed in on. This could be doing things such as replacing plastic shopping bags with reusable shopping bags, getting reusable Ziploc bags. They work just as well. They're fine, and they're even in cute designs. Or even using reusable bags that you get your fresh produce in, because that's single-use plastic. I'm eliminating the use of plastic water bottles. I cringe at the side of plastic water bottles because there are so many reasons why you shouldn't use them. You know, they're reusable ones, save you so much money. And the plastic in the plastic water bottles are really not that good for you, and that's not healthy. So get a reusable water bottle. There's really there's more inconvenience using plastic water bottles than reusable ones. Try using products that come in a glass or other recyclable materials. Like, for example, The Ordinary, which is a really affordable skincare brand. Their serums, I don't know about their other products, but I know that their serums, they come in glass bottles. Get products that come in metal tins. But do be aware, there are certain bits of aluminum that I think does have plastic in it, but metal, I have metal sunscreen tins that are reef safe and everything. Bring your own cups to coffee shops, or make your own drinks at home. If you go to Starbucks regularly, bring in your reusable cup because it saves you money. I think you get a discount on it, but it's also better for the environment. Or just eliminate that altogether and make your own drinks at home, because that saves you even more money and it saves plastic, or it eliminates any use of plastic. Which that might, bug some people, but once you master the art of matcha making, and once you master that kind of art, it's easy and breezy and it's so much better. Also with that, using metal, silicone, or reusable straws. I have so many straws everywhere. I have them in my purse, I have them in my car, I have them in drawers all over my kitchen. They're everywhere, and I'm always armed and ready to use a straw if necessary. I love using straws, I love drinking out of straws, and they're cheap too to get these straws. You can get them for super cheap at Target. Super easy, super cheap. This next one is a little bit harder with current times, because, coronavirus, but avoid using styrofoam /takeout/ plastic silverware. Styrofoam is awful for the environment, and it is considered a plastic. And I know it's hard because takeout is really the best way to get restaurant food safely. But if you're doing that, then use your own metal silverware instead of plastic silverware. There's so many little things you can do, and I know it's a little bit more difficult in this time, but try to be a little bit more sustainable about these things, or only eat at places that, give biodegradable containers and stuff that your takeout comes in. This next one is one that I have really learned a lot about, and that is fast fashion. I have learned how awful it is for the environment. And so with that, go thrifting or secondhanding or whatever you want to call it. Sustainable fashion is quite expensive. There are some out there, I think there are some that are relatively they're moderately priced, but sustainable fashion is quite expensive. So this is when you use apps like Poshmark, ThredUp, or Depop, where you can get clothes secondhand that were already used. You can find name brands. I know I found Lululemon and stuff on certain brands. And even though maybe the brands themselves aren't, considered sustainable, the act of thrifting and passing down instead of throwing out or just wearing once and never wearing again is so much more sustainable. And this is why I love going thrifting and stuff. And I'm so excited to go thrifting once it's safe, because you can find some really good stuff if you're patient. And again, if you're not the kind of person that likes thrift stores, I know that there's some that if you're living in an area where the thrift stores don't have a lot of, like, I guess, nice things, I guess. I don't really know how to say that. But you can always go to stuff online or look, research your thrift stores, because there's so many out there that you can find some really, really good stuff. I did, if you want to check out my website, I did link a post of someone else's blog who documents their entire year of what it's like to go fast fashion free, and it's really interesting, and I really think you should just dive in and really start learning about fast fashion, because it is so bad for the environment. There is a website also out there called Good On You, and you can type in like a brand or a type of clothing, and it'll tell you whether or not it is sustainable. And I think that is also important if you just want to look up, like, oh, is this store, does this store retail sustainable items, or is this thing, you know, sustainable? And that, I think, will help educate you a little bit. I think the more you know, the more well-rounded you'll be in terms of being more sustainable. And this next one is one that I struggle with the most, because I love a good hot, warm, long shower, but it's take shorter showers. This is by far the most difficult one for me, but once I became aware of just how many gallons of water go to waste when you shower, I kind of snap back into reality, and I'm like, okay, we're not going to perform a concert today, maybe just a song, and we're going to carry about our day. So you can do this in two ways. You can either just get in, get out, go as fast as you possibly can with a shower, because you really don't need that long, you just need to wash down, you know, do your thing. And or you can turn the shower off whenever you are, whether you are putting on soap, whether you're shampooing, putting on conditioner, whenever you're doing something that doesn't require water, you can turn off the water. And of course, that gets a little cold for me, but I do it on occasion if I'm like washing my hair and it's taking a long time because I have a lot of hair on my head. So I'll try doing that. But you want to do what you can to eliminate water waste, or even doing certain things like collecting water when you're letting your shower warm up and using that gray water to water plants and stuff. There is a way you can do that is so sustainable, as long as if you're not eating whatever you're putting the gray water on, because that can get kind of gross. But if you're putting just in a garden with like flowers and stuff, that is totally safe. Just try catching that kind of water, or turning off the sink when you're washing your face, because you don't need to have running water going if you're putting soap on your face, because unless you're an octopus, you can't do those kind of things at once. But doing just little things like that. And I wish American toilets, and this is something that I admire for other places, I wish American toilets didn't use clean water, because they use really clean water here, and I don't like that, because it's like, what, you're gonna make it gross anyway, so why not just use already gray water that, you know, maybe isn't like disgusting, but it does the job. Like, there's certain places where you can use like extra water and flush the toilet like that, but we have clean water in our toilet bowls. That makes no sense to me. Am I the only person that's just like baffled by the fact that we use clean water in our toilets? Like, or is that just a me thing? I don't know. Anyway, next point, limit your carbon emissions. This is a huge one, because we are so industrialized here and we have so many factories. There's so many carbon emissions that go out. And one of the ways that you can help out with that is either walking or biking various places, or carpooling. And this is something that not only will save you money, but it's also a bonding moment. You know, you can get in the car, vibe with your people if you're going to the same place, and have a grand old time doing that. And I think that that's just an easy way to get, you know, through things. I know my mom carpools with the person to work. She works a couple hours away from here, about an hour and a half away from here, and so they carpool together, so you have someone to keep you company on this really, really long drive, but you're saving gas, saving money. And if you're in California and you get the fast pass and you get a carpool fast pass, it's so much cheaper than just a regular fast pass. There's a life hack for my Californians out here. And my last hack, this is a really short episode because I have a meeting and I wanted to keep it short and sweet, but that's besides the point. It's okay. But use Ecosia, and I don't know if you've seen ads for this, but it is a web browser that plants trees every time you search. And the cool thing about it is it's completely free. You just got to download the Chrome extension or download the app, and every time you search something, it will plant a tree. It's completely free. It behaves the exact same way as Google Chrome. It is awesome. and I love it, and I've already planted a couple hundred thousand trees because I search a lot of unnecessary things, but that's okay because I'm planting trees. We can never have too many trees. We always need trees. We always need oxygen. So do that. It's a super simple, super easy change that will make an impact on the environment. I'm going to leave you guys with those tips for now. Before we finish off, I do have to give my pop culture plug. If you've been aware of the media recently, Hamilton recently came out on Disney Plus, but I'm not going to plug Hamilton, even though it is a phenomenal show. I'm going to plug In the Heights. Which is another one of Lin-Manuel Miranda's musicals. It is one of my favorite. It is my favorite musical, not only by him, but it is my favorite musical in general. It is such a good show, such a good story. The soundtrack is phenomenal. I'm obsessed with it. I cannot recommend it enough. I love it. It really just brings me so much joy. I don't really know where you can watch it. I know there's like plenty of bootlegs out there. I don't know if am I allowed to talk about bootlegs on here. Am I gonna get sued? I don't know, but if you need a bootleg, let me know. I have some. I got you. But I highly recommend In the Heights. Such a good story, such a good show. Go check it out. Go listen to the soundtrack. Although I don't like when people tell me to listen to a soundtrack of a musical, because when you're watching a musical, the music and like what's actually happening on stage go hand in hand, and so it's so weird when you're just like listening. Like, I hated Hamilton before I saw it because I only listened to the soundtrack and I'm like, what is this? But then once I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, this song, brilliant, this, brilliant, because you need the visual aids with you. But if you are the kind of person that can just listen to a musical soundtrack and vibe with it, then by all means, listen to In the Heights. If you want to reach me, talk to me, see what's going on the website, or give me some sustainability tips, you can follow me on Instagram at @getalohaspirit. Or if you just want to talk to me, you have any questions, concerns, inquiries, you can email me at kyla@getalohaspirit.com. And of course, if you want to see other content related to what I've talked about today and other cool stuff, you can check out my website at getalohaspirit.com. Remember to save our home, save our planet, and don't forget to stay vibin'.